Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building something that sits right in the heart of a drum and bass arrangement, a filtered breakdown rebuild from scratch in Ableton Live 12. More specifically, we're shaping a jungle voltage style edit that starts stripped back, filtered, and tense, then gradually reassembles itself into a transition that can actually drive back into the drop with real pressure. This is one of those moves that makes a track feel alive. In DNB, contrast is everything. If the breakdown is too empty, the drop can feel disconnected. If it's too busy, the drop loses impact. A good filtered rebuild gives you that sweet spot in between. It gives the listener a sense that energy is returning, but it doesn't give away the full answer too early. That's the game today. We're not just making a filter sweep, we're building a proper tension section that feels musical, DJ-friendly, and strong enough to survive in a full club arrangement. Start with a source that has identity. That could be a short bass motif, a stab, a chord hit, or even a breakbeat loop. Keep it simple. You want something the listener can still recognize after you filter it down. If the source is too busy, the rebuild turns into mosh. A tight one-bar or two-bar phrase is usually enough. And straight away, name your clips clearly so you're not lost later. Something like bass source, stab source, break source. That little habit saves time fast once you start resampling and slicing. Now let's shape the filtered breakdown. Put EQ8 first, then auto-filter after it. Use EQ8 to clean up anything that will fight you later. If there's sub you do not want, high-pass it around 30 to 45 Hz. If the source feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's too bright before you even start, soften the top a bit around 6 to 10 kHz. Then bring in auto-filter in low-pass mode. Start with the cutoff quite low. Depending on the source, that might be somewhere around 180 to 600 Hz. Keep resonance modest at first. You want movement, not a whistle. Then automate the cutoff so it opens in stages across the breakdown. What to listen for here? If the source still sounds like the full tune right at the start of the breakdown, the filter is too open. You want the identity, but not the full picture. The listener should feel the groove, not hear the drop already. If you want a darker feel, try bandpass instead of a clean low pass. That keeps the middle of the sound alive while removing the extremes, and that can create a haunted, tunnel-like jungle voltage character. That's a really strong move in darker DNB, because it feels claustrophobic in a good way. At this point, make a decision. Are you building a ghost rebuild or a pressure rebuild? A ghost rebuild stays tucked away longer. It keeps the source filtered, adds sparse drum fragments, maybe some reverse textures, and leaves lots of space. That's perfect if you want eerie tension or a DJ-friendly breakdown that doesn't over-explain itself. A pressure rebuild opens faster. It brings in more break hits, more bass punctuation, and more motion every couple of bars. That's the move if you want the section to feel like it's actively climbing back toward the drop. For this lesson, the pressure rebuild is usually the stronger jungle voltage choice. It gives you that sense of escalation. But if your arrangement is already dense, the ghost rebuild might actually hit harder, because it creates more room for the drop to feel huge. Here's the important part. Once the filtered motion feels good, print it to audio. Commit it. Resample it. Don't stay trapped in endless automation. Record at least a few passes if you can. Grab one version that's heavily filtered, one that's a little more open, and one that starts to reveal the groove properly. Why this works in DNB? Resampling creates specificity. Instead of one generic sweep, you now have actual audio events you can chop, reverse, duplicate, and use as transition material. That makes the rebuild feel performed, not just drawn in with automation. After printing, slice the audio into useful pieces. Keep the phrase start, the mid-swell, the tail, and any little accidental glitch or transient that sounds interesting. Those details are gold. They give you material for fills and turnarounds instead of just looping the same idea over and over. Now build the rhythmic rebuild around that printed audio. Drop it onto a new audio track, or slice it into a drum rack if you want to get more hands-on with the break. A solid break chain here is utility, then drum bus, then EQ8. Utility helps keep the low end under control. Drum bus adds punch and density. EQ8 clears mud and tames any brittle high end. The rebuild rhythm should be tight and clear. Anchor it with a strong backbeat, then add chopped break ghosts around the gaps. Use a few 16th pickups or triplet style pushes before phrase changes. And every 4 bars, change something. Maybe a snare pickup. Maybe a little more open top end. Maybe one surprise edit. The key is to keep it evolving. What to listen for here? The rebuild should still feel like a groove, not a pile of edits. If the snare starts losing authority because the break is too busy, pull some ghost notes out, shorten the slices, let the backbeat breathe. Indeed and B, groove always wins over clutter. Now bring in a bass fragment, but keep it subtle. This is not the full drop bass. It's just a hint of it. Think short Reese pulses, a filtered sub-mid stab, or a single note that answers the phrase every couple of bars. You want suggestion, not domination. A simple chain could be wave-eatable or analog into saturator, then auto-filter, then utility. Maybe a compressor if needed. Keep the bass short. 1/8 or 1/4 note lengths are usually enough. Filter it so the low end stays controlled, and keep anything below the important low-mid region firmly mono. If the bass feels too polite, give it a little more drive or open the filter slightly in the final two bars. But if it starts stepping on the drums, shorten the notes before you turn it up. That's the smarter move. And here's a reminder worth holding on to. In darker DNB, leaving space is not weakness. Bass is tension. A few well-placed bass hits can hit harder than a busy bass line, because the break has room to breathe. Now shape the rebuild with automation, not just volume. Let the filter open gradually. Add a little delay feedback only on selected turnaround moments. Maybe a touch of reverb on one or two hits. Maybe a slight increase in saturation on the drum bus as you get closer to the drop. Build energy through spectral opening, rhythmic density, and transient clarity. A useful phrasing trick is to make something happen at the end of every four bars. A reversed hit at bar 4, a snare fill at bar 8, a bass pickup at bar 12. Then, near bar 16, strip something away and create a tiny pre-drop gap. Even one beat of silence can make the return feel massive. What to listen for here? If the section already feels complete with drums and bass and solo, stop adding. If it works musically before extra polish, don't over-decorate it. Restraint is part of the sound. Now check it in context. Play the rebuild against the full drop drums, the main sub, and any rides or tops from the drop. Ask yourself three things. Does the rebuild make the drop feel bigger? Does the filtered bass stay out of the kick's way? Does the break still propel the groove forward? If it's too full, remove one layer before you do anything else. Pull the bass fragment out. Shorten the break. Reduce the reverb tail. Lower the resonance. If it feels too empty, add a high-passed percussion layer or a reverse texture instead of another bass part. Indeed NB, a deliberate gap can sound expensive. For the phrase ending, aim for a controlled payoff. A really reliable 16-bar structure is this. The first four bars are mostly filtered source and sparse break. The next four bring in more open filter and a ghost bass hint. The third block increases rhythm and adds a snare fill. The final block gets close to full energy, then drops into a one-beat or two-beat gap before the drop lands. That final gap matters a lot. It's the negative space that makes the impact feel bigger. A reverse tail, a tiny silence, or a stripped beat right before the drop can completely change the emotional weight of the return. Then do a final mix clarity pass. Keep the sub mono. Use utility where needed. If stereo effects are in the breakdown, high-pass them so they don't cloud the low end. Cut muddiness around 200 to 400 Hz if the break and bass are fighting. Tame harshness around 4 to 8 Khz if the hats get brittle when the filter opens. Leave enough headroom so the drop still feels like the bigger moment. And if the rebuild sounds huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, it's too dependent on width. The important hits need tone, not just space. Once it works, print the whole rebuild to audio. That makes it easier to edit later, and it gives you a version you can reuse for DJ intros, second drop lead-ins, or alternate breakdowns. A couple of pro moves are worth remembering. 1. Test the section at low volume. If the rhythm disappears, you've built too much on brightness or sub. 2. Mute the bass fragment temporarily. If the whole section suddenly gets clearer, the bass was probably doing too much of the job that the break should be doing. 3. Compare just the first and last two bars. If that energy curve feels flat, you need more contrast in filter opening, rhythmic density, or end-of-phrase treatment. And if you want extra darkness, use bandpass for menace and low-pass for weight. Try a tiny filter opening on the very last note of the bar. Resample one pass clean and one pass with saturation. Keep your ghost notes tasteful. Let the second half feel rougher than the first. That progression gives the section a real underground arc. So to recap, start with a recognizable source loop, filter it down hard, and open it in stages. Print the motion to audio early so you can slice, reverse, and shape it into a real rebuild. Add break fragments for movement, keep the bass hints short and mono, and use automation to create forward motion instead of relying on volume alone. Then check the section against the drop so the payoff actually lands harder. Your exercise is to build a 16-bar filtered breakdown rebuild using only stock Ableton devices, one source loop, one break loop, and one short bass fragment. Print at least one pass to audio. Keep it tight. Keep it musical, and make sure the end gives the drop room to explode. And if you want the extra challenge, make two versions, one restrained and DJ-friendly, and one harder, more aggressive, and more pre-drop focused. That's a brilliant way to train your arrangement instincts. Go build it, listen for the contrast, and trust the process. When this technique lands, it gives your DNB arrangement that proper forward pull. Let's make it hit.